Good morning. Welcome on this beautiful third Sunday of Advent as we've come together, the Sunday of love, as we come together to be renewed, to be hopefully challenged, to go out and show God's love in the world. This is a wonderful Sunday. We've got a program of lessons and carols, and the choir has been working very hard on this, so we hope you enjoy this time. It is also our third Sunday, which means after church, right through those doors, is our third Sunday dinner. We have a potato bar today. It's $6 a person, or $15 a family. If you're a guest here today, if it's a first-time visit, you're our guests at lunch, too, so we'd love to have you come join us. The one other announcement I have today is there's a couple that was able to attend today that doesn't get here very often, and tomorrow is a very, very special day. Tomorrow is Mary and Justice's 99th birthday. So, Rosemary. Happy birthday to you. So glad you were able to be with us here today, not only to celebrate your birthday, but I was saying to her before worship, Marion was a music teacher for many years, including the choir director here for years, so what a perfect Sunday for her to be able to be here, a Sunday so filled with music. So we are glad you're here with us today. The other announcement I have is I'm actually going to turn it over to Andy to make an announcement.
Good morning. Good morning. Playing a different role this morning. But I wanted to make a personal invitation to you. For the past several weeks, there have been announcements in the bulletin and in our other publications to an open house at Mine and Peg's house next Sunday afternoon from 4 to 7 p.m. And I just want to personally invite you all to come by and celebrate Christmas and the holidays with us. All the information you need is in your bulletin, the address, the times, but I wanted to make sure that you got a personal invitation from us to our open house next Sunday afternoon from 4 to 7. We hope to see you there.
That is all the announcements I have, so let us now worship God in music and word.
Thank you. Thank you. four Sundays leading up to Christmas, we rejoice in the great gift that is ours in Jesus Christ.
To help us celebrate, we light the candles of the Advent wreath. The candles signify that Jesus is the light of the world. The evergreens remind us that Jesus is life and brings life to us. All these are arranged in a circle because life in Christ has no end.
Each Sunday, we light an additional candle. Then on Christmas Eve, we light all the candles, including the center one, the Christ candle. As we do, we will rejoice that Christ has come to us, Emmanuel, God with us.
On this third Sunday of Advent, as we think about the coming of Jesus Christ, we light the candle of love. This is how God shows God's love. Jesus comes into the world that we might live as he leads. As I have loved you, so you must love one another.
Thank you. Lesson 1 from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2 and verses 6 and 7, the prophecy. Be filled with grace, be warmed by joy, and rejoice in the love and light. The prophet Isaiah foretold the event we have come to celebrate many years before it happened. These are his words. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has been shined. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with his justice and with righteousness. From this time onwards and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. And it happened, as Isaiah said.
Lesson 2, Luke 1, 26 to 35 and 38, the announcement. In the letter to Theophilus, which we know as the third of the four Gospels, Luke writes, "In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, 'Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you.' But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word."
I'm reading from Luke 2, verse 1, and then verse 4 through 7. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver the child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
In the manger. Lesson 4, Luke 2, verses 8 through 14, the angels. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
Shepherds. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord was made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
As the ushers prepare to come forward to receive our tithes and offerings, please join me in offering our resources and ourselves. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and we who live in it. Freely we have received, and freely we give. Let us return to God the offerings of our life and the gifts of the earth.
Thank you. John 1, 1 through 5 and 14, the prologue of John. Isaiah said, "The people that walked in the darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of the death, upon them hath the light shined." In the prologue of his gospel, the disciple whom Jesus loved speaks of it this way. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, and the glory of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The light of the Word made flesh, dwelling among us now."
Isaiah 61, the benediction. "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you."
Thank you.
10 through 11, the recessional. Go now in peace and joy. Do not be afraid, for I see I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. Love has come. Each Sunday in Advent, we have another word that we emphasize, and today it is love. But isn't that the word of all of Advent? Love has come in Jesus Christ. Jesus came to show us how God would have us live. This morning on Facebook, for just a second, there was a saying on there from Bishop Michael Curry, who some of you may know, who preached the sermon at the last royal wedding. And the gist of it is, since I couldn't bring it up again, was, if there's love, there's no hunger. If there's love, there's no homeless. If there's love, there's no war. That is the message of Christmas. This week, as you go out into the world, look for ways that you can share love, because that's what it's all about. That's what Christmas is about. Not all the presents and the lights and even the singing. It's about love and how we share that love. Go now into the world and spread Christ's love. Amen.